And you're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 100.5 FM.
In a few short weeks, Idle No More has become a powerful popular movement that has reached beyond Canada to all corners of the globe. Its grassroots origins have spread into the mainstream media with the likes of Al Jazeera and the BBC offering coverage of various actions and interviewing prominent activists. Its incredible vitality is set to expand even further today, as at this moment a group is on the way to the Peace Arch border crossing on the territory of the Semiahu First Nation. One of the organizers is Kat Norris, and she joins me now to talk about today's action. Hello, Kat.
Hi.
Could you give us a brief sketch of what Idle No More is about, just to start us off?
Yeah, well, what happened was the Idle No More movement started with a call-out from four women who were very frustrated about, once they learned about the new Bill C-45 and omnibus bills that affected Indigenous people. And the more they learned about it, the more frustrated they got, and they realized that we needed to do something, because what they realized was Harper's government was, or the government was pushing through, or had pushed through these bills without consultation of First Nations people. And so that was the biggest issue, was no consultation and ramming through these legislations without the consent or consultation of our people.
What's going to be happening at the Peace Arch today?
Well, today what's happening is a peaceful action, non-blockade, and what we're doing is gathering together to bring the people together, our people together, and all of our allies and friends, and people who want to learn what this movement is all about, but also to bring the people together, you know, with a sense of strength, unity, and pride. I know that sounds cliche, but it's something very important to our people, because we've been so separated, due to colonization and, the residential school system. Even myself, as a, I'm called an activist, but I've also, lived with that sense of separation from my own people and even my own family. So something like an event like this, as huge as this, bringing the people together means so much to our people to regain our sense of spirituality, our sense of pride, because it's going to be a prayerful event that's happening today.
So it's not a question of blockading the border. It's an event that is taking place to recognize and celebrate that the nations on either side are linked.
Yeah, and that's the biggest part of this event. The biggest part of this event is that protocol with our relatives on the other side of the border, because we don't believe in the border as a people. And as the Indigenous people also, the Dray Treaty promised us free access and free travel to and fro. You know, historically, I think a lot of people know that there were no borders initially. And we as an entire nation of people were supposed to be allowed free access across the border. And so this, because of the border, the other people on the other side of the border, our relatives, our friends and allies, will be joining us as a symbol of unity, as a symbol of their support for this action. As a support of this action. And there's a lot of people here right now outside. The Friendship Center is full of cars. And there's a lot of TV cameras here waiting for us.
Should I be letting you go?
Pretty soon.
Okay, let me just ask you one more thing. Prime Minister Harper has agreed to meet with Theresa Spence and a delegation later this month. Do you think this is going to address the issues being highlighted by Idle No More?
The difficulty for us as Indigenous people, Native people, First Nations, First People, Indian people, is the very, it's fact. It's not rhetoric. It's not rhetoric. It's very factual. The fact that our people have been treated you know, unfairly and unjustly at the hands of any powers that be. And, you know, so it's very difficult for us, you know, when we're promised a meeting or when we're promised anything, because everything that the government has promised us over time, you know, are things that they've taken away. So this, and every talk historically that our people have had with the powers that be have always turned into something that's a benefit for you know, the government and not for our people. It's what can we take away now? You know, we're, as our people, you know, we've had this whole piece of the pie. We've had, you know, this whole continent, you know, that we were free. We didn't own it, but we were free to roam, free to travel, free to live, ceremony, you know, and free to travel back and forth. And now all we have, if you look at any map of what we have now as a people, the reservations are not even ours. We don't really have anything. What we have are crumbs. What we have is our spirituality and the rights that we know as indigenous people. But, you know, the society continues to complain when we fight for those crumbs, and that's all we have. So basically, as a people, we have nothing to lose. You know, so this action means so much for our people to make us feel like, you know, or to show us what we do have. What we do have is our spirituality, our pride, and our rights that we have as indigenous people. So that's what we have.
Well, I wish you well with the ceremony today, and I hope for a tremendous success for you, and good luck with the movement moving forward. Thanks so much for taking time this morning, Kat.
Thank you so much.
I've been speaking with Kat Norris. She's currently, or she's shortly going to be, en route to the Idle No More action at the Peace Border Crossing today.